Today is Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. I have 9:01 a.m. called to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 487106 through 487151, warrants number 8800 through 8802, and two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for March 24th, 2026.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 24th, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll do the notice of renewals for agreements for the agreements for body repair services. We have three here, A, B, and C, for a primary, which would be Jim's Auto Body, and then we have the two secondary, Kivitz and Southside Body Shop. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 23rd, 2026, approving the notices as to form.
This is the final of the three 12-month extensions?
This is correct, renewal. Yep. This is the third.
You guys have any questions?
Do not.
Move to approve the notice of renewal of agreement for body repair services by and between Jim's Auto Body and Taney County as primary, Kivitz Auto Body and Taney County as secondary, and Southside Body Shop and Taney County as tertiary.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. With us this morning, we have Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Morning.
How are you, Jack?
Good.
Next, we have the notice of renewal for transport and marketing of recyclable materials. This is file number 26-029, Road and Bridge. This is between Taney County and Allied Services, LLC, doing business as Republic Services. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated March 26, 2026, approving the notice. Jack, do you have anything to add on this one?
No, I think everything's been working pretty good.
Okay. This is the third of the four renewals.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for transport, marketing, and recyclable materials by and between Taney County and Allied Services, LLC, doing business as Republic Services.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the notice of renewal for motor oil and hydraulic oil. This is file number 26-028, Road and Bridge. Everything still working good with this, Jack?
No issues whatsoever.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No, sir. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated March 26, 2026, approving the notice.
Move to approve the notice for renewal for motor oil and hydraulic oil by and between Taney County and Gabe's Oil Incorporated, doing business as Heritage Petroleum, LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have an addendum. The addendum to the agreement for the mechanic services, categories 1, 2, and 3, file number 26-027, Road and Bridge.
Do you want these done individually, or?
Do you care to make a motion similar to the way you did on the first one? Or on the one for body repair services?
Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for mechanic services by and between Taney County and John Favick Tractor Company as Category 1, Taney County and TNTX LLC as Category 2, and Taney County and GW Van Keppel Company, Category 3.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. Next, we have our planned service agreement renewal for our P&Z and the old courthouse. This is file number 26-023M for maintenance. With us this morning from our maintenance department, we have Mr. Scott Turpney.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good.
The renewal we have in front of us is by between Taney County and Johnson Controls. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 26, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. This is for smoke sensors, pool stations, and AV units. Appears to be a pretty minimal cost for their inspections.
It's our yearly annual.
Yeah, $672.
Yeah, to do it, so.
Then we'll have one that ain't went through yet that'll be for the new building.
Okay.
So it's coming.
You guys have any questions?
I do not.
Move to approve the plan service agreement renewal by for planning and zoning and old courthouse buildings by and between Taney County and Johnson Controls.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
The next three items we have on our agenda, would ask that they be tabled till next week. We have Mr. Cody Stice with us here from Planning and Zoning.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
in our
I'm
service
waiting
district.
On some paperwork.
Okay.
I apologize about that.
Will it be done for next week, or should we just take no action?
I anticipate it, but the last mailing took 2 weeks to get here, so.
You okay. Table or just take no action?
Well, let's just do no action then, since that way we don't set a definite date, and then we can re-add to the agenda once you get your documents.
Okay.
Does that work? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to take no action on the intergovernmental funding agreements that we have on here for Bull Creek, Forsyth, and it looks like also Village of Bull Creek. So that'll move us to our last order of business we have down here this morning, which will be the court orders, personal property abatements, and add-on report. I believe what we have this morning is real estate paid abatements. We have two in front of us for clerical error. With us this morning from Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison, along with Margaret Salgado from the Taney County Assessor's Office.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning. Do you want to give a quick update on the clerical error on these?
As you can see, one is changed the market rate for ag to
production rate.
Production rate, yep. And then the other one, they were over-assessed on their structure.
It's the recommendation of the assessor's office that they be entered in as clerical error?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you guys have any questions?
I do not, sir.
Do not.
Move to approve abatement numbers 215105 and 215106.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We do have our staff review and agenda request set for upstairs at 9:20. I have 9:10 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you guys.